Welcome to Royal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Kansas City Royals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Merv Rettenmund. Batting second. The first baseman, Enos Cabell. Batting third. The second baseman, Bobby Grich. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Don Baylor. Batting fifth. The DH, Tommy Davis. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Paul Blair. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting eighth. The catcher, Andy Echeverry. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Mark Bellinger. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Jim Palmer. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Steve Hovley. Batting second. The second baseman, Cookie Rojas. Batting third. The center fielder, Amos Otis. Batting fourth. The first baseman, John Mayberry. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Ed Kirkpatrick. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Paul Shaw. Batting seventh. The DH, Gale Hopkins. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Freddie Patek. Batting ninth. The catcher, Carl Taylor. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Paul Splitterv. And now, play ball. Merv Rettenmund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rettenmund hits a fly ball into left field. Kirkpatrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich hits a fly ball into left field. Kirkpatrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Steve Hovley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hovley takes first base on ball 4. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas hits a fly ball into right field. Rettenmund settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Baylor. Otis reaches second base with a double. Hovley moves to third. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cabell scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Mayberry for the out. Hovley scores. Otis moves to third. Two outs. It's 1-0, Royals. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mayberry scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Robinson for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Paul Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gritch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gritch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Andy Echeverrin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Echeverrin hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Mayberry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Merv Rettenmund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rettenmund is 0 for 1 in the game. Rettenmund hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Kirkpatrick. Rettenmund reaches second base with a double. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell is 0 for 1 in the game. Cabell hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Carl Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gritch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Steve Hobley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobley is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Hobley hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 0 for 1 in the game. Rojas hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Baylor who is chasing the ball. Rojas reaches third base with a triple. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Otis takes first base on ball 4. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Mayberry strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Bobby Gritch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gritch is 0 for 1 in the game. Gritch hits a pop-up towards first. Mayberry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek misplays the ball. That's an error on Patek. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. Davis hits a line drive into left field. Kirkpatrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Baylor. The throw from Taylor and he is safe. Baylor steals second. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Blair takes first base on ball 4. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick is 0 for 1 in the game. Kirkpatrick hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw is 0-for-1 in the game. Shaw hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 0-for-1 in the game. Hopkins takes first base on ball 4. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 0-for-1 in the game. Patek hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Grich settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Andy Echeverrin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Echeverrin is 0-for-1 in the game. Echeverrin hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Hovley. Echeverrin reaches second base with a double. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 0-for-1 in the game. Bellinger strikes out. One out. Merv Rettenmund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rettenmund is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Rettenmund hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Echeverrin moves to third. Rettenmund moves to second. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell is 0-for-2 in the game. Cabell hits a fly ball into right field. Hovley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Echeverrin tags and scores. Rettenmund tags and moves to third. Two outs. It's Orioles, 1, Royals, 1. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 0-for-2 in the game. Grich hits a line drive into left field. Kirkpatrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Carl Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0-for-1 in the game. Taylor hits a fly ball into right field. Rettenmund settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Hovley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hovley is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hovley hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Rojas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Royals 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Baylor hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-2 in the game. Davis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Blair hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Hovley. Blair reaches second base with a double. Davis moves to third. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-2 in the game. Robinson is walked intentionally. Andy Echeverrin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Echeverrin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Echeverrin hits a fly ball into left field. Kirkpatrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Davis tags and scores. Two outs. It's 2-1, Orioles. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 0 for 2 in the game. Bellinger hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Otis strikes out. 1 out. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Mayberry hits a fly ball into left field. Baylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick is 0 for 2 in the game. Kirkpatrick hits a pop-up towards short. Bellinger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Royals 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Merv Rettenmund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rettenmund is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Rettenmund is hit by the pitch. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Cabell bunts towards the mound. Splitter fields it and throws to first for the out. Rettenmund moves to second. 1 out. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 0 for 3 in the game. Grich hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Baylor hits a fly ball into right field. Hovley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Paul Schall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schall is 0 for 2 in the game. Schall hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hopkins hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Rettenmund. Hopkins reaches second base with a double. Jim Wolford pinch runs for Gale Hopkins. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 0 for 2 in the game. Patek hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wolford scores. It's Orioles, 2, Royals, 2. Carl Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 2 in the game. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Patek moves to second. 2 outs. Steve Hovley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hovley is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hovley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Grich scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Royals 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Davis strikes out. 1 out. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Blair hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Kirkpatrick. Blair reaches second base with a double. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Blair moves to third. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Robinson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Blair scores. It's 3-2, Orioles. Andy Echeverrin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Echeverrin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Echeverrin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Schall fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 0-for-3 in the game. Bellinger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rojas fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Royals 2. The Royals will come to bat. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Rojas hits a fly ball into left field. Baylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Otis hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Baylor who is chasing the ball. Otis reaches third base with a triple. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Echeverrin drops the ball. It gets behind him. There goes Otis. The throw to Palmer covering the plate. The slide. Otis is out. Two outs. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Mayberry strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Royals 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Merv Rettenmund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rettenmund is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's been hit by a pitch. Rettenmund hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Cabell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Schall fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 0-for-4 in the game. Grich hits a ball on the ground towards third. Schall fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Royals 2. The Royals will come to bat. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick is 0-for-3 in the game. Kirkpatrick hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Schall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schall is 0-for-3 in the game. Schall hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bobby Floyd pinch runs for Paul Schall. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Lou Piniella pinch hits for Freddie Patek. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 3, and Kansas City Royals, 2. Goodbye from Royals Stadium in Kansas City.